Fantastic. John Holland is just as energetic, I'm sure, particularly when he's crawling through mud at Cerberus in a pre-season camp for the Victorian cricket team. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How energetic were you through the mud?
No, I actually got out of it. So
did you?
What?
I was sitting there watching the other boys do it.
What's wrong with you?
No, just a bit of experience.
Which card did you have to play to get out of it? Come on.
I just stayed close to Grassy. He's the boss.
Do you not like that sort of thing? Do you like sitting on the sidelines? I used to love it, getting in and doing something different.
No, I would have liked to have got in there and done it. It wasn't as fun sitting back watching all the other boys get in there. And once they got in there, I think it was pretty cold at first, but they looked like they were enjoying themselves.
So what was the idea? Was it just a team bonding situation from Andrew McDonald to get the boys back together and work in a different sort of format?
Yeah, I think so. We've got a lot of young blokes that have come into the squad this year, and a few of them are still at school, so we don't really see much of them around the group of training that during the week. So to get those boys out of school and get on a camp and do a few team bonding things and a few things where you had to work as a team and try and sort a way to get out of situations, it was just good to get everyone together.
So what have you been doing? Because we spoke to you about this time last year and you're going through this punishing pre-season to get yourself fit for the upcoming cricket season. Have you done a similar thing this time around?
Yeah, I think so. We're back in the junction now, the new facility, which is great. Pre-season, Melbourne's pretty tough getting outdoors and that sort of thing. So, we've been doing the same sort of stuff indoors, and I'm up in Brisbane this week to do a bit of training outside and that in preparation to India for the Aussie A trip. And, all things are going well, and hopefully I can start the season well.
How excited are you at the prospects of what that presents, that tour? Because I think it's fantastic you've been recognised. It's a great opportunity for you, particularly considering there's a couple of test matches coming up against Pakistan. Again, what have you been doing in the pre-season to make sure you're cherry ripe for it?
I guess, the opportunities as a spinner probably in Australia don't come around too often, so to have that tour on the horizon, it's something that I've probably set myself for. Going to India, it's always a challenge going over there and playing against tough opposition in their conditions. So I've just been working hard on my bowling, been talking to Andrew McDonald, our coach at Victoria, on different plans and ideas that I could come up with over there. And hopefully I've done a lot of work, so hopefully I can go over there and bowl well and get another opportunity. If not, I know I've done everything I can, and that's it.
Well, we all know how different the conditions are over in those sort of countries compared to Australia. What are the sort of things that you'll have in your kit bag that'll be different to how you bowl here? What will you be trying over there?
I think it depends what sort of wicket we do get over there. We're playing in the same place for the two 4-day games that are over there. So hopefully there is a bit of spin and the wicket's conducive to spin. If not, we've just worked on a few plans with their batsmen are quite attacking against spin, so probably not trying over the wicket to a right-hander early on when the wicket's not doing much and try and defend one side of the ground and keep yourself in the game until later on in the game when the wicket does break up and it does spin that you can attack and take wickets.
And the mindset for this tour, is your mind fully set on getting that test selection? And how do you kind of keep yourself in that? It's been a tough kind of process over the last period of time. How do you keep that positive mindset and keep pushing towards that?
Well, I think the opportunity is obviously there. Everyone knows that. Everyone that's playing cricket around Australia knows there's opportunities coming up in the test team at the moment. So, you don't want to look too far ahead. You've got to play the game as it is and each ball on its own merit, as everyone likes to say. But I think, the opportunities are there, so hopefully I can go there and bowl well and hopefully do get that chance.
What's the communication been like with you and Justin Langer? Because it does appear that Justin has spent a lot of time with a lot of the players and sort of being pretty clear with what he wants from them. You were in the test squad for South Africa, so you're very much now in calculations. Has there been a lot of communication?
I've had a couple of emails from Justin, not a lot. I spoke to Trevor Holmes after the South Africa tour, and you know, he told me pretty much where I stood and what I needed to do. And now I think it's pretty obvious that if you take wickets on this A tour and bowl well, that the opportunity is there to go to Dubai.
Good. It's exciting.
That sounds very good. Sounds like a nice place to be. And what about just on the domestic front, the Victorian squad? You talked about a lot of the young guys coming through to the squad that are still school kids. Are there any names that we should be looking out for the summer coming, John?
Yeah, I think, well, they're all pretty impressive. They've all worked hard when they've been in and around the group. I saw Patrick Rowe, saw him for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and he looked impressive. But I think all the young kids, you know, there's a couple of fast bowlers. I think any of them, really, if the opportunity comes and they put their hand up, I think there's a lot of talent there, and hopefully they do.
Does it feel different? Because obviously Bobby Quiney's not there, John Hastings is no longer there, two really strong and big personalities around the group. And as you say, some of these ones are coming in are very young. Does it feel different?
Yeah, it does. Definitely does feel different. I was thinking back to when I first started and you walk into the change rooms and a young kid and it was pretty intimidating, that sort of thing. And now all of a sudden I've come to the end of my career and all the young kids are coming through. So it's exciting for me. And I think it's very exciting for these young kids to come into a pretty successful group at the moment, and hopefully they get an opportunity and they can put their hands up.
And one final one, the golf, how's it going?
Struggling a little bit. Handicap's going out and out every time, which is disappointing.
What, so it's about, four now or five?
No, three at the moment.
Oh.
Real bandit activity, that is.
Terrible.
Real bandit sort of stuff.
Now, you've got to take responsibility there, John. You can't blame the girlfriend. That's unacceptable. You've got to show stronger leadership than that.
Yeah, no. I get out on the golf course. It's just not really happening for me at the moment.
Well, your focus might be elsewhere, getting out of the mud run, probably top of that. And then, of course, India as well. Good on you, John. Good luck in India. We'll chat soon.
No worries. Thanks.